presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 12-foot fan. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan. Coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Gang, there are several good reasons why we won't be traveling in supersonic jet commercial transport planes in the very near future. According to Carl Baker, chief engineer of the propeller division of United Aircraft Corporation, speeds of passenger transports won't climb much above 450 to 500 miles an hour. First, because fuel consumption of jet planes is too high. Second, payload would have to be reduced tremendously as compared with that of the present-day propeller-driven aircraft. So, for these economic reasons alone, Baker thinks speeds will not be increased much above their present level for a long time to come. That's the picture of jets versus propeller-driven planes on the scheduled airline front. But for armed services, the jets really will take over. Using this type of aircraft posed quite a problem for the men who design plane weapons and armament. The extreme speed of the plane allows only a very short time for getting off a burst of bullets at a target, much less time than in conventional fighters. But last week, the Air Force announced they'd solved that problem. More than 70,000 rounds were fired from guns on P-84 Thunderjets. 75% of the rounds were fired while the planes were flying well over 600 miles an hour. Imagine! The problem of mounting armament also was solved. Yes, it looks like the Air Force is more than satisfied with the accomplishments of the P-84, for they've ordered another 550 Thunderjets. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with more interesting information from around the air lanes, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. The morning sun, riding high in the heavens over Black Mesa, gleams on the shiny metallic surfaces of a new, radically designed plane, roaring through the sky at an altitude of more than 20,000 feet. Simon Gore's jet-propelled flying wing is undergoing its first test, with Hop at the controls, while Tank, Major McCall, and the designer himself watch from a control tower, maintaining contact with Hop by radio. But Hop is suffering from the effects of a plane crash the day before, and the strain of high-speed flight is proving too much for him. Last time, you remember, after he had pulled out of a fast dive, Tank saw the plane wobble drunkenly in the air. Major McCall shouted a warning into the radio transmitter, but there was no answer. Then, as the Major continued his efforts to make contact, an all-too-familiar sound, a deadly sound that almost pierced their eardrums, made the men in the tower grow pale with horror.
Major, it's the Wailing Witch, good Lord. Hop, answer me. Come in, Hop.
Major, can you still see the plane?
It's just about keeping an inch glass of course going all over the sky.
It must be out of control.
Any answer, Jack?
No.
He's got to answer. Which will kill high plane will crash.
Wait, your plane hops up there. He's in trouble.
Come in. Wait, I hear him. Tell him to bail out. Quick, hop. This is Major McCall. Bail out. Hurry, boy.
Witch. The Wailing Witch.
Hop, you hear me? Bail out.
I can't control the ship. I can't.
He can't not again. Hop, please. Jump. Jump.
Shot. Gotta get out.
That's it, fella. Go on. Climb out.
Really? Witches from all around me. Can't see her, but she's here.
Never mind the witch. Jump.
Trying to open this gate hatch. I can't.
Give it all you got, Hal, please.
Must get back. I'll be crushed.
Listen. The witch is getting louder. Hop, get out. Get out, boy.
Get back.
Hop, come in, Hop. Come in.
What's happening up there, Tinker? Use your glasses, man.
I don't see the plane. Anyway, yes, I do. It's coming down. Pieces of it, anyway.
Oh, no.
Hop, what about Hop?
I don't see nothing.
Hey, there's a chute. A chute just opened. He made it.
Oh, thank the Lord. I'll come to the ambulance.
He's drifting down over the field. Hurry, Major.
Hello. The call speaking.
This is terrible.
It's an ambulance out on the runway path.
And the crash trucks, Major. We've got to examine the wreckage.
And hit the
examine the wreck.
Crash trucks.
So right. Help me, Gore. If Hop is hurt bad, I'll make you eat every piece of it.
Come on, let's get out of there. Tag, you coming?
Yeah, Major. Just taking another look through the glass.
It's okay.
There's hardly no wind. He's coming straight down on the runway.
That's good.
He was hanging limp in the harness.
Major, you don't think he got out of the plane all right? That's something.
Here comes the crash trucks. I'll take one of them. I want to check the wreckage as soon as it hits.
Is that all you can think of, you rotten old plane?
Now listen, Tinker. I told you before the test began, I didn't want Harrigan flying my plane.
You dirty ape! Control yourself. Go ahead, Dora. I'll talk to you later.
Good. I have something to say to you, too, Major. Stop! Wait for me.
I swear, when this is over, I'm going to turn that guy inside out.
Oh, forget it. Stop gripping a little now. Here, come down at the north end of the runway.
Here's the ambulance.
Hey, slow down! Slow down, we're coming with you!
Move back, Hank.
Come on, pilot.
Right.
Where's Dr. Grove, driver?
He's waiting in the dispensary.
All right, open her up.
Yes, sir.
Why, it's Mr. Tinker.
Huh?
Oh, hello, Pop.
What are you doing here, Tucker?
I was watching the chest. I knew Mr. Harrigan was in the plane, and I was worried. When you called for the ambulance, I jumped on and back here, hoping there'd be something I could do.
Straight down the runway, driver. You land right at the edge.
Dear, I do hope Mr. Harrigan will be all right. He's such a nice young man. Tell me, what happened?
What do you think?
Oh, no. Dr. Whaling rich again.
Yeah. Major, you got to promise me something.
Yes, Hank.
If Pop's okay, you gotta leave me alone with Roy Saunders.
Why?
He's the guy in back of all this. I swear he is. I'm gonna pound him into a pulp till he admits.
You mean Roy Saunders is here at the plant?
Yes, we caught him on the edge of the field a little while ago.
Oh, so that's why Carla was so upset.
Upset?
Yeah, she said she saw someone brought in by the guard.
She's getting scared. Slow down, driver.
Right. You'll land just off the runway, Tank.
Can't take the job, sir.
Yes, I am.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, help bring out the stretcher.
All right, driver, far enough.
Go ahead, jump.
Right. Here he comes, Tank. Fill the air out of his suit.
Yeah.
Driver, the stretcher.
Yes, come, sir.
Hurry, Tank.
Doing my best. How is he?
Unconscious.
Okay, we're ready with the stretcher, sir.
Good. Help me get him out of his harness.
Oh, dear. Is he hurt badly, Major McCall?
No telling now.
Okay, I got the chute plaster. Let me help you.
It's all right, Tank. We can manage.
Gosh, she's awful pale.
There's no external injury I can see. No broken bones.
Okay, sir. I can put him in the stretcher now.
Right.
I'll take a shoulder.
Easy, does it.
Now, get him into the ambulance.
First. Here, Pop, let me take that end. I can move faster than you.
Oh, of course.
He's opening his eyes. Look.
Oh, gosh. Pop, can you hear me?
Easy, Tank.
No, he's trying to say something.
Here, Pop.
No,
What, Hop?
I know what the Wailing Witch is.
Straining to talk, Pop raises his head from the stretcher, then falls back and lapses into a coma again. So he knows what the Wailing Witch is. Gang, you won't want to miss the rest of today's episode, so stand by. Say, gang, what would you do if someone asked you to travel 1,000 miles into an uninhabited area and then told you to stay there for 3 years? Well, chances are you'd think he was kidding or crazy. Yet in the land down under, Australia, there are men who do just that. They man aircraft radio stations from one end of that thinly populated continent to the other. There are 57 stations called air radio stations in operation in Australia and New Guinea. 7 of them are manned by a single person. And believe me, it's a tough job. It calls for all the resourcefulness and ingenuity a man has. In the backcountry, an air radio officer doesn't have many comforts. Instead, there's danger, and sometimes the struggle just to stay alive. These men must face things like sweltering heat up to 120 degrees and swirling storms of red dust. But all aviation down in Australia isn't quite as rugged. Not so long ago, a chance meeting between an ex-Royal Australian Air Force commander and a former Danish sea captain ended up in the formation of a new airline. Within an hour after they'd met, the pair decided that air service was needed between the Australian mainland and the Heron Islands, one of the most popular resorts in Australia's Great Barrier Reef. So they bought 3 surplus Catalinas and converted them into luxurious 24-seater passenger planes. In 2 months of operation, their 3 Catalinas flew more than 1,000 visitors to the Heron Islands. Now, a trip from Brisbane to the Barrier Reef that once took 4 days by train, bus, and boat takes only 4 hours by plane. If you're not already sold on the advantages of air travel, this should do it. So get ready now to take your place next to the pilots and technicians of tomorrow. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Getting Hop back by ambulance to the aircraft plant after the crash of the flying wing, Tank, Major McCall, and Max Kell, the elderly mechanic, waited anxiously outside the dispensary for the doctor to complete his examination. Finally, after a half hour, he appeared, and Tank rushed forward.
How is he, Doc? Will he be okay?
Well, that's hard to say.
What do you mean?
What's the matter with him, Doctor?
As far as I can see, he's suffering from a serious head injury. An injury which was not a result of this crash, I may add.
I know it. I knew something was wrong with him.
I consider myself greatly at fault in the matter. I should have discovered it when I examined him before he took off.
That's behind us. What's the situation now?
Well, there's nothing to do except wait and see what happens.
Maybe we ought to get him to a hospital.
He can't be moved.
Is he conscious? Can we see him?
Yes, but only for a minute or so, and one at a time.
Tank, you go on in.
Thanks.
He asked to see you, Major.
Oh?
I believe it's quite important.
Well,
go ahead, Major. It's okay.
All right, Tank. I won't be long.
Don't excite him, Major.
I won't.
Well, I must be going now. I'll be back in a little while.
Don't forget.
Hardly.
Oh, gosh.
Come, Mr. Tinker.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Pop. I thought you was here.
Why don't you sit down?
No, I'm too jumpy.
Your friend will recover. I'm sure he will.
I wish I was as sure as you are.
Tell me, do you really think he knows what the Wailing Witch is?
That's what he said.
Well, then perhaps... Perhaps he knows who's caused all these accidents.
Well, if he don't, I do.
Oh?
After I talk to Hop, I'm going down to see Roy Saunders. I'm going to take care of him good.
You think he's responsible?
Yeah, and he's working with somebody here in the plant. Big as he is, I'll make a yo-yo out of him till he spills everything he knows.
Well, how is he?
Oh, it's Mr. Gore.
What are you doing here?
I'm asking a civil question, Tinker. I expect a civil answer.
Didn't know you was interested in anything outside of your plane.
Max, will you please tell me how Harrigan is?
He's not well, Mr. Gore.
Oh.
But he said he knows what the Wailing Witch is.
What?
Yes. And he might know who caused the accidents, too, sir.
I see.
You see what?
Nothing, Tinker. But for Harrigan's sake, I trust there'll be an adequate guard around his room. Such knowledge might be very dangerous.
Gore's face is devoid of expression, but his eyes gleam strangely as he stares at the closed door leading to Hop's room. Is there more than warning in his words? Could there be a veiled threat? Gang, the mystery of the Wailing Witch is reaching a smashing climax, so don't miss the next episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same neutral station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same neutral station.